Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 312. Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armor on, strong in the strength which God supplies through His eternal Son. Stand then in His great might, with all His strength endued, and take to arm you for the fight the panoply of God. Hymn number 312. The scriptural this morning will be given by Heidi from Maryland.
I shall read from 1 Corinthians 15. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as we know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father,
which art in heaven,
our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 200. O daughter of Zion, awake from thy sadness. Awake, for thy foes shall oppress thee no more. And bright o'er thy hills draws the day star of gladness. Arise, for the night of thy sorrow is over. Hymn number 200.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. You can find us not only here in Plainfield, but also on our website, plainfieldcs.com, and you can find us on YouTube and SoundCloud and Facebook and Twitter. Our website has articles, magazines, songs that will uplift anyone, anywhere. And if you're feeling a little holiday pressure right now, the November issue of our magazine, Love is the Liberator, is dedicated to the holy days. And you will find it also on our website. It's also been printed and mailed to subscribers. So if you're a subscriber, you're going to get it any day now. And we also, on our website, have audio recordings of readings from Science and Health and from Miscellaneous Writings, and many articles by Mrs. Eddy and some of the early workers. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 o'clock with our roundtable discussion, which is a training session in Christian Science. And we also have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15. Where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives changed through the study and practice of Christian Science. And you can listen to all of our services either on our website, on YouTube, or from your telephone on a teleconference number that we provide. Also on Sundays, we have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m., and it also has a teleconference number of its own. So if you don't live in the area, call us. And we'll be happy to give you our Sunday school teleconference number. And your child will be more than welcome. At all of our services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers. And there will be a Bible study session next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thank you, Linda, for stepping up. And we are looking for volunteers for the rest of December. So if you feel inspired, please let Jeremy know. So check the website for questions for our Bible study session next Saturday morning, and please join us at 10 a.m. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. We will now have the reading of a testimony from the chapter entitled Fruitage in Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained just from reading the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Melissa, all the way from Australia.
From the chapter Fruitage in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, page 623. Consumption quickly cured. I became interested in Christian Science nearly 5 years ago through the healing of my wife of what the doctors called consumption in its last stages. I had tried everything that I could get in the way of Materia Medica, and every doctor would tell me nearly the same story about the case. At last they recommended for her only a higher, drier climate, and when she would be at her worst, to give her something to quiet her. I tried different climates, but she was no better, indeed worse. At last she struggled along until the 1st of March, 1899. She had taken to her bed again. For 2 days and night she suffered, and I called a physician. He came and diagnosed the case and said that he could do nothing for her but give her some morphine tablets to make her rest. I gave her 2 of them according to direction. And just before the time to give her the 3rd, she called me to her bedside and said, "Don't give me any more of that stuff, for it does me more harm than good." So I turned and placed them in the fire. though I did not then know anything about Christian Science. We had heard of it, but that was all. I gave her the last tablet at 8 o'clock that night, and about 9 o'clock the next day, a lady who'd been healed in Christian Science visited her and introduced her to this great truth. She accepted it and thought she would try it. The lady loaned her Science and Health. She got the book at about 10 o'clock that day and read it until dinner was called. She ate a hearty dinner, the first in about 3 days, and that same evening she dressed herself, walked into the dining room, ate a hearty supper and enjoyed it. She slept well that night. She borrowed this lady's copy of Science and Health 2 hours each day for 8 days and was healed. The first day that she read Science and Health, she weighed about 95 pounds. 3 months later, she weighed 135 pounds. A.J.D. Houston, Texas.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 20 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Ancient and Modern Necromancy, alias Mesmerism and Hypnotism, Denounced. The golden text is from Psalms. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The responsive reading is from Psalms and 1 Chronicles. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore.
Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth.
He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations.
When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it.
He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes,
saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm.
Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say, among the nations, the Lord reigneth.
Fairley from Maryland will read from the Bible.
The Holy Bible. Psalms. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, and he lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. 1 Samuel. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Second Chronicles. Deal courageously, and the Lord shall be with the good. Psalms. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Isaiah. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Ephesians. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Revelation. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth.
Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from our textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. God is infinite, therefore ever present, and there is no other power nor presence. Christian Science reveals incontrovertibly that mind is all in all, that the only realities are the divine mind and idea. All forms of error support the false conclusions that there is more than one life, that material history is as real and living as spiritual history, that mortal error is as conclusively mental as immortal truth, and that there are two separate, antagonistic entities and being, two powers, namely spirit and matter, resulting in a third person, mortal man, who carries out the delusions of sin, sickness, and death. The first power is admitted to be good, an intelligence or mind called God. The so-called second power, evil, is the unlikeness of good. It cannot therefore be mind, though so-called. The third power, mortal man, is a supposed mixture of the first and second antagonistic powers, intelligence and non-intelligence, of spirit and matter. Such theories are evidently erroneous. They can never stand the test of science. Judging them by their fruits, they are corrupt. When will the ages understand the ego and realize only one God, one mind or intelligence? Nothing is real and eternal. Nothing is spirit but God and his idea. Evil has no reality. It is neither person, place, nor thing, but is simply a belief, an illusion of material sense. In science, you can have no power opposed to God, and the physical senses must give up their false testimony. The good you do and embody gives you the only power obtainable. Evil is not power. It is a mockery of strength, which ere long betrays its weakness and falls never to rise. The greatest wrong is but a superstitious opposite of the highest right. Error is a coward before truth. Whoever uses his developed mental powers like an escaped felon to commit fresh atrocities as opportunity occurs is never safe. God will arrest him. Divine justice will manacle him. His sins will be millstones about his neck, weighing him down to the depths of ignominy and death. The aggravation of error foretells its doom and confirms the ancient axiom, whom the gods would destroy, they first make mad. Christian Science goes to the bottom of mental action and reveals the theodicy which indicates the rightness of all divine action as the emanation of divine mind and the consequent wrongness of the opposite so-called action, evil, occultism, necromancy, mesmerism, animal magnetism, hypnotism. Animal magnetism has no scientific foundation, for God governs all that is real, harmonious, and eternal, and his power is neither animal nor human. Its basis being a belief, and this belief animal. In science, animal magnetism, mesmerism, or hypnotism is a mere negation, possessing neither intelligence, power, nor reality, and in sense, it is an unreal concept of the so-called mortal mind. Mankind must learn that evil is not power. Its so-called despotism is but a phase of nothingness. Christian Science despoils the kingdom of evil and preeminently promotes affection and virtue in families and therefore in the community. The Apostle Paul refers to the personification of evil as the god of this world and further defines it as dishonesty and craftiness. Sin was the Assyrian moon god. The destruction of the claims of mortal mind through science, by which man can escape from sin and mortality, blesses the whole human family. Life and being are of God. In Christian Science, man can do no harm, for scientific thoughts are true thoughts, passing from God to man. When Christian Science and animal magnetism are both comprehended, as they will be at no distant date, it will be seen why the author of this book has been so unjustly persecuted and belied by wolves in sheep's clothing. when error confronts you, withhold not the rebuke or the explanation which destroys error. Never breathe an immoral atmosphere unless in the attempt to purify it. Know thyself, and God will supply the wisdom and the occasion for a victory over evil. Clad in the panoply of love, human hatred cannot reach you. The march of mind and of honest investigation will bring the hour when the people will chain with fetters of some sort the growing occultism of this period. The present apathy as to the tendency of certain active yet unseen mental agencies will finally be shocked into another extreme mortal mood, into human indignation, for one extreme follows another. Human sense may well marvel at discord, while to a diviner sense, harmony is the real and discord the unreal. We may well be astonished at sin, sickness, and death. We may well be perplexed at human fear, and still more astounded at hatred, which lifts its hydra head, showing its horns in the many inventions of evil. But why should we stand aghast at nothingness? Neither animal magnetism nor hypnotism enters into the practice of Christian Science, in which truth cannot be reversed, but the reverse of error is true. An improved belief cannot retrograde. When Christ changes a belief of sin or of sickness into a better belief, then belief melts into spiritual understanding, and sin, disease, and death disappear. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. This truth is Christian Science.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let us now sing hymn number 298. The words of this hymn are by our leader, Mary Baker Eddy. Saw ye my Savior, heard ye the glad sound, felt ye the power of the word? 'Twas the truth that made us free, and was found by you and me in the life and the love of our Lord. Hymn number 298.
Snow fall to the ground.
Let's now sing hymn number 391. Why search the future and the past? Why do ye look with tearful eyes and seek far off for paradise? Before your feet, life's pearl is cast. Hymn number 391.
Thank you. from the Christian Science textbooks, the scientific statement of being, and the correlative passages from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him. Selah.